106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann, good morning.
Are you wearing a new shirt?
My friend, it is a new shirt.
That is a pretty shirt, my friend. I like that.
Little birthday gift.
That's nice.
And just this will thrill you.
Yes.
I know you'll be very excited.
Yes.
And this new camera lens.
Oh my. That's bigger than my first car.
Oh, my.
Look,
please.
Look at that lens.
Oh, caress the lens, my friend.
I'd be scared to touch it. It's massive.
It's smooth.
I have heard that before.
Yeah, well, tell us about this.
That's nothing to tell.
Well, what size? Because I'm saying how big
it is. A medium format 80 millimeter 1.8 lens, f1.8.
What does that mean?
Great bokeh behind you. Great portrait lens.
Okay.
If I took your picture, it would make you look like a movie star, darling. Mm. Easy to do what are called cinematic portraits with it.
Like the line in Tootsie. Pull back a little bit to make him make her look more attractive. How bad how far do you want me to go back, Cleveland? That's what you have to do with me at this point.
Actually, it's a very kind, very complimentary lens. So, thank you for the kind birthday wishes, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. You guys were very sweet over at the Classic Hits Station, also on Facebook, the Eagle Facebook page, and on Instagram, Jack Diamond Morning Show. And I don't think I posted anything on Twitter yesterday, but. Thanks, guys. You're very kind. And all of us appreciate you listening when you reach out and participate with us. And really kind birthday wishes. Some people have been with us since 1990 when the Jack Diamond Morning Show started in Washington. 1990. When I think about that, I think, I'm old. Damn. I mean, people were born during our tenure, went through all of their elementary education, went to college, got an advanced degree, graduated, had kids.
And they listen.
It just, we're grateful and we're thankful. Thank you from Jimmy and from Lisa Ann and everybody we've worked with through the years. All the wonderful people here at Manning Media. Thank you for listening very much. I have a fascinating fact for you, and nobody's going to do this. So I'm going to say this is a cautionary tale, and it's simply a wow. It's not a challenge, and thank God nobody has taken this on as a TikTok challenge.
Yes.
But in falling asleep last night, after we had a lovely dinner at Dutch's Daughter, great restaurant here in Frederick, you know, you're a little wound up. You saw, you know, some of your family and hung out and had some cake, had a lovely dinner. Takes a few minutes. And I wondered about... You know, I try to stay away from carbs, try to eat good, healthy protein complex, carbohydrates and vegetables and a little bit of fruit. Sometimes I fall off the bandwagon like yesterday and ate a fritter. Is it still over there, by the way?
It is still
there. And then
but an apple fritter, so there's fruit in it. So. Well,
Jimmy, thank you. Thank you so much. See, that's my problem. I go, well, listen, if you want to know the truth about this. So eating 10 and a half cups of sugar at once could kill you. I don't know why you would.
Yeah.
I don't know who did. I don't know how they came upon this, but I was looking up nutritional things last night thinking that'll put me to sleep.
Yeah, for good.
Well, and then 10 and a half cups. Now, it seems so random that they would share it. I know it's probably random that I would, but it's one of those things that's sort of out there and you wonder, how? Why? How would you get it down? Sugar's hard to eat. A little bit of sugar on a pastry is tasty, right?
Yes.
Crunchy. A little bit of sugar on a steak gives it a nice crisp. Same thing with salmon. But that's a little bit, like a teaspoon or less. 10 and a half cups, you'd really have to work at it.
It'd be like swallowing sand.
Very much so. Ugh. And there would come a point where it would no longer dissolve.
No.
Maybe that's what, you know, the potential fatal side of sugar is that now you've got a mouthful of it, you can't swallow it.
Oh, that you just want to brush your teeth.
If you get a toothbrush in there with all the sugar. Yeah, imagine the plaque.
Oh.
If the sugar didn't kill you, the plaque would.
It like reminds me of those, the rock candy.
Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks, but rock candy that comes on the stick that you stir into
coffee. I like that. That's that rock candy, when they serve it with an Irish coffee. Mm-hmm. We had one recently where they had the rock candy stick. And that was your sugar. And it was a treat. It really was nice.
Mm-hmm.
worth what they charge for an Irish coffee.
Yeah.
How do they sleep at night? So, and one more food fascinating fact I wanted to share with you. Soybeans were named after soy sauce, not vice versa.
Really?
The word soy comes from the Japanese word for sauce, shoyu, not for the Japanese word for the beans themselves, which is daisu.
Oh.
Soybeans were named after soy sauce.
So, let's get this right. So, really, it's sauce.
It's sauce.
That's right.
And what kind of sauce you want? Sauce. And the soybean has nothing to do with soy at all?
Soybean really doesn't have a name because it was named after they made soy sauce from it because that's the bean they used to make it.
Okay,
so, that's the soy bean to make soy sauce.
Whoa.
So, what did they call it before? Bean. Well, I don't know. You know,
what kind of bean?
That stuff. Crush it.
I love those sauce beans. I mean, that's
so random. Wow. You would come up with because you know soybeans were there obviously before soy sauce. No, it's not like God turned you know beans into soy sauce and you know. And by the way, turn water into wine while you're at it. You know, so we can down these 10.5 cups of sugar.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show,
106.9 The Eagle.
Your body may or may not feel as good as it used to. Now, yesterday was my birthday. I was saying to Lisa coming in today, I don't feel any different. You know, your body doesn't know another year is ticked off the calendar. But the things you do affect your body both positively and negatively.
Sure.
And that's really the, you know, sort of determining factor on how your day is going to be or how your day is going to end. If you eat or drink the wrong thing or the wrong quantity, the wrong time, your biochemistry changes wildly.
Sure.
106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. So what are the things that impact your body the most, either in a positive or negative way? Meditation. Almost always positive. If you can find yourself in a meditative state at any point in the day, even if it's sort of daydreaming in a peaceful place where you're taking deep, purposeful breaths, it can be one of the healthiest things you can do for yourself. The Apple Watch comes with a breathe app. And a couple of times a day it says to breathe. And it has this little concentric circle that expands and contracts. You're supposed to breathe in rhythm with it. I'll be honest with you, your pulse drops in 1 minute, and you do feel a sense of relief. So if you haven't played with that on your Apple Watch, or you could just simply take a minute and actually be mindfully breathing in and out and paying attention to your breath. 1 minute. Genetics and family history, nothing we can do about that, but how you feel, and especially Lisa has the most amazing genes. Her family is Norwegian and Irish. And, you know, Lisa looks probably 20 years younger than she is.
Aw, you're sweet.
Well, you do. And people, hey, Jack, your daughter's lovely. Oh, thanks, pal. That's not. Well, once in a while it is.
Then you're like, well.
You know, if I'm wearing my cardigan, carrying a cane and looking frumpy, well, then setting is fun. It's like that Seinfeld.
Well, you're wearing the hat, too.
Driving hat, the beret, but yeah. I haven't driven anything, including my wife, for decades.
No.
That's the old guy in The Simpsons.
You're like, hey, Andy Cap.
Yeah. The season. Both of you guys, I think, are affected. You hate rainy days.
Hey, rainy.
You like a lot of light. I don't mind any of it. I just enjoy weather. I love the snow, rain, obviously sunny days, blue skies, and love taking pictures of it. I find it fascinating. It's so ever-changing.
Well, I can't stand when it gets dark at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Not a fan of that.
No. Yeah.
So that would affect how you feel. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All we've done is we've shifted the clocks, and of course the Earth, not being on a proper axis. We're off kilter. That all of this changes.
We're tilted and we're on an oval.
We're not perfectly round. Our diet is, I don't know. For some people, it's the biggest thing that makes you feel good or makes you feel just logy. Is there anything you eat that you know is going to make you feel better?
Feel better?
Yeah. I can ask you what'll make you feel worse, sugar, fat, or heavy things, or chemically laden. I mean, we know that, but yet we still eat it sometimes.
You know, I eat a lot of fruit. So I eat apple every morning. So I know after I eat that apple, I'm going to feel good.
Yeah.
The sugar is
so for you, that's kind of a go-to.
Oranges.
Lisa, do you know
Ooh, yeah, chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. Well, you know,
and
what? The mental thing and the chocolate chip cookie probably gives you a little sugar buzz, mm-hmm. and then the protein and milk is probably a good combination. Stress. I mean, that. Mm-hmm. How has this last year not been stressful? Unless you do a lot of meditation, you have great genetics, you have a really healthy diet. But again, let's go back to the breathing for 1 minute, purposeful breathing. Lifestyle, anxiety, hormones, which are affected by everything you eat, everything you drink, and obviously your body's natural biochemistry.
Sure. Oh, oof.
Hormones are powerful, mm-hmm. and they can be very scary. Exercise and activity level, for some people, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. They need to go do something. I read a study, and I didn't share it because I don't want to encourage you not to be busy, but that said, you know, formal exercise does not have the benefits that have been touted. And in fact, you know, it can lead to injuries or, you know, issues with joints and whatnot. I still say go exercise. If that's your thing and you enjoy it and you feel better after it and your doctor has told you, go exercise. Mm-hmm. Or go be active. Just go for a walk. And age. Age was number one on the list of things that people think affect their body positively or negatively. For me, it's more the pollen, dust mites, those sorts of things. I find if I'm around that, strong, chemically, you know, sort of polluted air, a city with a high particulate matter, that absolutely affects me. I age?
Yeah.
You know, I still think I can climb mountains, and I do. You know, when we go to Iceland, we climb glaciers. So, and I think it's mindset. It's not on the list of things that, you know, sort of people think affect how they feel. But I think mindset is absolutely, for me anyway, 50% of it, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, try that breathing thing. If you have the Apple Watch and you haven't done that, but if not, just take 1 minute. Try to think of nothing else but your breathing and just pay attention to that and see if your pulse doesn't drop and you don't feel better. 106.9 The Eagle. Bon Jovi, Right Where They Belong on 106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann, today is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate by being kind to the earth. All right, here's our late night update with Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and let's begin with James Corden. James?
Tomorrow is Earth Day, and to mark the occasion, President Biden will be making an important announcement that the United States will cut greenhouse gas emissions by roughly half, which is great news for the environment and terrible news for people who have to continue drinking their iced coffee through a soggy cardboard straw.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell celebrated the launch of his new social media platform, Frank, this week by holding a 48-hour live stream marathon. What? How's anybody supposed to stay awake for 48? Oh, right. My pillow.
Some business news. Netflix stock took a big dive this week after they reported a dramatic slowdown in subscriber growth.
Ooh.
It's a tough time for Netflix. Right now, executives are fighting like two people looking for something to watch on Netflix. Things are so bad, the CEO of Netflix is like, we either need a new Bridgerton or a new pandemic.
Netflix announced that it will spend $17 billion on content for 2021. Oh, honey, no. We're going outside now.
The world's first Amazon salon has now opened in London, providing tech-enhanced hairdressing services.
Really?
The haircuts are conducted inside a bush next to your front door.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is in heavy spin mode right now. He spent around $116,000 on mailers the day after the New York Times reported that the Justice Department was investigating him. He also paid almost $160,000 for fundraising consulting, six figures on a commercial disputing the allegations, and he paid $5,000 to Trump's pal Roger Stone for strategic consulting. Wow, imagine how much he would have paid if he was guilty. I mean, really?
So far, half of American adults have received at least one shot, and among all the countries in the world, the United States is first in total vaccinations.
Woo! We're number one, baby!
Side effects of the vaccine may include spontaneous number shouting and giant foam finger.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa, your headphones okay?
Well, I think I dropped them too many times. And I...
Do you have to hold the cord in that?
No, it's only in one ear.
Although I give Sony credit, those they have a breakaway cord cable so that if... You know, Jimmy's being Jimmy. It'll come out instead of shredding the wires. We have audio. You okay?
Yes, I think so. I just, right. I can't move my head.
You'll lose audio.
Yes.
106.9 The Eagle.
You know, I leased a car, I think, early, mid-fall.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is the car's turning into a dumpster. And I'll tell you why. And I hate this. So I've started getting cans of soda
right.
instead of bottles. Right. And now I have two cup holders. Well, I have a Coke when I'm driving into work. And then I will have a Coke the next day. And it's like, oh, I forgot to bring the can in.
So you have to rotate
spaces? Like, so then I'm like, well, the can is totally empty.
Right. So it's...
So now I've put the can in...
It's out of rotation.
It's out of rotation. Well, now I'm like, I forgot to bring it inside here
right.
to throw away. And I forgot to bring it at home. And then I do the thing that all gas station managers probably love, where I unload 19... Oh, yeah. You know, Coke Zero bottles or cans and water bottles into their little trash cans.
As long as you're buying gas, I think they're happy you're there. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the trash cans that are just overflowing at gas stations?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure managers are like, you know what? I'm done with this. You let them throw it somewhere else.
You do know you park right next to a dumpster here at the broadcast barn at Manning Media. Yes. I don't think Fred would mind you throwing a few soda cans. Although, recycle, my friend.
Well, of course.
Yes, it's by the front door.
Of course, right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course,
right when you walk in.
But I'm like, I totally. It's
you
dark.
Forget it. It's,
and I'm holding my iced coffee in one hand, the bag of my 85 pens that I have in the other.
We've offered to get you a messenger bag, by the way. Many times you used to use a plastic bag.
Well, I still.
And now you're using
the Blue Mercury makeup skincare spa where I get my skincare products for after my shave, and. But yeah,
we've offered because you do have lots of little things like I do that you carry into work. Wouldn't you like a nice messenger bag for your birthday?
No. And I'll tell you why.
That's been the answer I've asked for 25 years.
It goes back to when I was in first grade.
Oh, boy.
I always liked having little snacks throughout the day. And Mom always wanted me to have a banana or an apple sometime during lunch.
Mm.
And I think the first grade, I got this. It was a messenger bag. It was very cool and went over my shoulder. You know, I was, you know, a little Jimmy in my... And, of course, you know, I wanted a briefcase because I was wearing a suit to school.
You wanted a Zero Halliburton.
Yes.
Like when they show up to give money to the kidnappers, that's, you know, a whole ransom.
The sounds of those clicks, click, click, boom. Yeah. Love.
It has a great sound.
And I want the red velvet or red whatever that is, the felt. Red
it's usually
felt.
Black, but okay. Why you can get them custom made.
Please.
I feel like they're not expensive enough.
I want my initials somewhere in there. Everywhere.
Well, you could have it on. There's a plate, actually, below the handle.
Yes.
Where you could have it. In, you were asking.
Yes. Wow.
We're not buying you that.
It would be more than the car. So the problem, though, JD, and this stems from back then, is I was getting on the bus, and the kid sitting behind me was a husky kid, so there was no room for the bag. So I just put the bag behind me. Kind of sat on the bag and sat on my banana.
Oh,
and not the business end. I just want to point not the business end. It was
flat. And you made it flatter.
And so when I opened my school books, you know, the bag in class, there was banana residue leavings on everything, on the little Buffy and Mac reading book that they had to the, you know, every notebook, every pad of paper, pencil. Festoon.
Festoon, one of our favorite words.
Thank you. Yep. With bananas. And since then, I have an aversion to any bags like that.
Why don't you have an aversion to bananas?
Oh, I don't. Do I not? I've said I don't like any bananas. Mm. Except banana pudding, which is different. That's what my bag looked like. It looked like banana pudding was all through my bag.
Well, this makes sense to me that you're telling us the story because now we understand the origins of your disdain for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some relationships with women that went poorly, so... Naturally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It makes sense. And
no bananas. Yes. No messenger bags. No girls.
Who gave me the bag and the banana? My mom.
WWUG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. How about some good news?
Yes.
Let's just jump into this. A guy who's terminally ill went to a restaurant in Tennessee on Saturday, paid for two other tables' orders, and left his server a $1,000 tip.
Wow.
Whoa.
He said he wanted to stay anonymous, but told them he wants to use the time he has left spending his money on other people.
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
He didn't want anything. He doesn't have a lot of time. And apparently, the people around him who have, I guess, even made a small difference in his life, refilled his coffee cup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There for him. Got him an extra big piece of apple pie with dinner. Thanking those people. Somebody in Minnesota started a fire in a dumpster that was right next to a Family Dollar store on Tuesday, and the whole building could have gone up. But a tow truck driver used his truck to move the dumpster away from the building. And if you want to check it out, you know, I guess Google Hero Tow Truck Driver. Because the whole thing would have gone up in flames had he not done
that.
People jump in and just they see a need and they fill it. That's the lovely thing about, I think, human nature and human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're faced with a situation like that, you just go do it. I don't even know that you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right thing to do. Go do it. Two first graders in Las Vegas became friends online during the pandemic and just got to meet up in person for the first time. One of them knew, but the other's girl's mom kept it a secret. So when they saw each other in a park, it was pure joy. Kids just have, you know, you get to know them. And I don't know if your kids are in any kid chat rooms or kid sort of groups, gaming, otherwise. But, and listen, you have to supervise any of this online stuff. But the conversations are so cute. And the getting to know you is two first graders. It's adorable. And then when they meet, we've all seen the little African-American boy running down the street and the little Caucasian boy running down the street and the joy and the hug. And the
yes.
I wish it could always be that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's looking through rose-colored glasses, but wouldn't that be a lovely world?
Absolutely.
You see me running towards you, Jimmy, in slow-mo.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm straight, you're gay. I mean, come on, bring the world, bringing the worlds together, baby.
If I saw you running towards me in the street, I'd be like, oh, God, what's happening?
Who's chasing Jack?
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Nice beginning to the day. Cold. Winds will pick up later on. That's the only real problem today. I don't know that there was any snow at any higher elevations, but there was a chance, I guess, of a snowflake or two. And you know, out in the Midwest, they had snow. Measurable. Even into Atlanta, they had snow.
Yeah.
We escaped that, but of course, we had the really cold weather that didn't bring us snow, but certainly is here. Listen, it's Earth Day. And there are some eco-friendly things that we are doing on a regular basis. And if you're not doing one of these, I just want to share a couple that really do help the planet and help, you know, preserve our natural resources and you know, things that hopefully will extend the longevity of life on Earth, because Lord knows we've tempted it.
Yeah.
And of course, as the Earth evolves, you know, on its own, there are changes it goes through. There's constantly... Well, look at coastlines, you know, sea level rise, climate change. Part of it does occur naturally. Part of it is man-made. But here's what we can do. And this is fun. Have you ever had a garden where you grow your own produce or fruit?
Me?
I'm not looking at you.
Okay.
Lisa Ann, I know you enjoy. actually, it's a lot of fun, and you don't need a lot of room to do it. We've seen hydroponic little grow operations where you literally, with a grow light, grow fruit and vegetables in water. Some of it has to be transplanted. Some of it can survive there.
Well, we had our next-door neighbors in our old house. One day I started to see these green things growing above our high fence, And then suddenly they sprouted blossoms, and then we had lovely tomatoes right at picking height on my side.
Oh, and he said, he's a nice guy, said, feel free.
Yeah.
And then they went on vacation, and you know, he said, listen, do me a favor, would you water the tomato plants? And he had probably 15 tomato plants out there. He goes, you know, and if they're ripe, feel free. You know, please take them because, you know, the birds and whatever will eat them. We had like a bushel of tomatoes.
That must have been so fun to eat.
And yes.
What did they taste like?
Delicious. It tasted like tomatoes.
Yeah.
So anyway, you don't need a lot of space for that. We live in such a great agricultural area. So much great produce. In fact, we ate at a restaurant last night that was obviously using local produce because it was so fresh. It tasted just great. And I applaud those restaurants who partner with the farmers here in the Middletown Valley.
Farm to table.
Farm to table means something here. Avoid using single-use items in general.
Yeah.
Because better to buy the permanent one than keep repeating it, unless it's something you use once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it doesn't pay to invest in...
It is. I mean, with COVID, it made everybody want to use single-use things and throw them away and the whole bag thing. And now we've got to go back to better practices. Again.
Probably walking or biking somewhere instead of driving. That's an easy thing to do. One of the beautiful things about downtown Frederick or Hagerstown or really Boonesboro, any of these towns, Newmarket, that have downtown areas, how great to walk around there. And if you can bike downtown, almost everybody provides bike racks or a place to lock your bike up now and stroll through the town and have a ride back. I think it's wonderful. It's one of the best things about the small towns and a few of the big towns and cities here. They're very walkable. They're very bike-rideable. Bringing a reusable water bottle to avoid using plastic. Some of them are hypoallergenic, antimicrobial, yada, yada, yada. And, I mean, filter your own water. If you're on a well and you have great quality water, take that with you.
Right.
Much easier to do that than they say the landfills mostly are filled with water bottles. It's plastic. Some of them they can recycle, you know, but the energy they use going through it and pulling it out makes it really, really tough. That's one of the problems with it, not just burying it, but going through it. Flattening cardboard boxes. I didn't realize it was such a big thing, but it is. Taking a reusable bag with you to the store, we do that all the time.
Right.
And the handle never rips. We have the ones that most grocery stores either will sell you for a buck or two or sometimes give you. But you know what it's like when you have a paper bag and the handle comes off.
In some areas, you pay for the bag. It's like, I just paid for a bag that ripped. Well, what's up with that?
Take one of the ones that that we bring. There's one from a popular supermarket. We use it for other things as well. Turning off lights when you leave a room. You know, I'm the king of that. It actually really does save. And I like the natural light anyway. And finally, recycling. Rinsing it out first. Made the list of things that we do to sort of help all of this, and recycling really does help. I hope your community, I think most do, in most states have a recycling program. Happy Earth Day.
Welcome to the show.
Do you know what today is?
April 22nd, we celebrate Earth Day.
Hey, always recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
We recycle everything.
Y'all recycle.
Earth Day.
Time to focus on things everyone can do to help the planet.
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
Happy Earth Day.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Listen, it's $5,000 of your money.
Mm-hmm.
We're simply looking after it for you. Until you're able to deposit it in your account. That's it. $5,000 of fun in 2021. We are going to announce today's text word to text in between 8 and 9 this morning. Okay, we'll tell you exactly what that text word is, give you a chance to text it in, and we have that great prize package for you, and you'll be on the running for $5,000. 106.9 The Eagle, yes.
You know what you never hear a vegan say?
What's that?
I want to go to Taco Bell. And there's a reason they say that, because
there's not much on the menu.
Not much on the menu. Well, I guess the people at Taco Bell think to themselves, you know what we need? We need vegans, because they're trying out this new substitute meat.
Mm. Now, let's be honest. Is it the Burger King one?
I don't know. But
one of them is exceptionally good.
Yep.
Now, it's not necessarily vegan, it may be vegetarian.
How did you get involved with the substitute meat burger?
It is not something that I would on my own order. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to have a hamburger, it's a hamburger. But I will say the Lisa Taylor, look that up, please. I can't find it. You can't remember it. But it, Jimmy, I'm telling you, when you put onions and tomato and lettuce,
well, sure,
and, you know, anything, yes, it tastes like a burger. But what do they have?
Well, they're trying to put. I guess they're starting this in Southern California, and for no, and I do appreciate this, for no extra charge, they're going to give you the option of using a their own. Because they're experimenting, and that's what you want to hear at Taco Bell. They're experimenting with its own proprietary protein. Now, again, how often do you hear that? Well, we're trying out our new proprietary protein made from pea and chickpea blend that will be the substitute option for the seasoned beef and with no extra charge, which is nice. And they're seeing how it will work if vegans will actually like it.
Well, they have to, you know, keep it obviously away from meat on the grill. Vegetarian and vegan are two entirely different things. And
they'll tell you in a very long, long, long way.
Jimmy, they're passionate about it.
Yeah, they are.
Respect them for having passion.
I do.
It's the Incredible Burger. What a burger.
Impossible
Burger. The Impossible. Yeah. Dear Lord.
Yeah. And there's a list of them, but a couple of the restaurants, Carl Jr. pops
never
up.
Never had that one.
A couple of times. Shake Shack has a mushroom burger.
I haven't had that.
Rake number three. Burger 21, I don't know that restaurant. Burger Fee. But Burger King is on.
That's it. It's the Burger King. Mm-hmm. It was very good. Honestly, it was very, very good. And if you know, you want to cut back on meat for some reason, it looks like it, it tastes like it, and in theory, it's better for you. But I guess if you put mayonnaise on it and everything, it's not so much better.
Yeah. Well, Impossible Burger is what it's called, which is interesting because Taco Bell is working with another alternative protein with Beyond Meat, which does that not sound tasty?
They have to come up with some name that there's an association with the great smell of a burger on the grill, but it's not meat.
Well, we had a friend who worked with us for a long time, Dave, and he would always say, you need to try the tofurkey. You need to try this, this, this.
Yeah.
It tastes just like, for example, the burgers. It tastes just like burgers. And I would say, you know what tastes like burgers?
Burgers.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle. In just a few minutes, your opportunity to go for the gold, baby.
Yes.
The $5,000 of fun in 2021 between 8 and 9. We'll give you the word. Tell you to text in right now.
Love
You'll hopefully be the recipient not only of the prize package, but perhaps down the road in just a bit. We're doing this soon. $5,000 from 106.9 The Eagle. All right, stupid criminal file.
Okay.
This one takes chutzpah. And it paid well for, a period of time, James, Lisa Ann. Good chance this guy is going to jail for it, but what a ride. A guy in Catanzaro, Italy, under investigation for skipping work and still getting paid.
What?
He skipped work and still got paid for 15 years.
15 Whoa. Years?
Fred, I'll do it for 5 years. The guy was working at a government hospital back in 2005. He simply stopped going to work every day. And he may have threatened his boss to keep her from filing a report against him.
Threatened her?
I don't know what he said or did, but, you know, let's just say the guy is not a class act in many ways. She never said anything. And then she retired. And the person who replaced her never noticed there was a guy on the payroll collecting checks without showing up for more than a decade. Now, listen to this. The guy wound up getting $650,000 over 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Someone finally noticed this year. who are your accountants? Do we cheat them? And how?
Thank you. I think a lot of folks should be maybe replaced there.
Somebody finally noticed. Now the police are investigating him for fraud and extortion.
Oh.
My guess, guilty on all of the above. And, you know, you dance to the music. Now it's time to pay the piper. I'm sure he's going to say, but can I still get the checks? Even if I go to, can I still? Would you?
They should have had the controller we had at the last place.
Oh.
She would have been all over him.
Man.
We had to make sure that every vacation day, every minute was documented. She would have been all over him.
Don't give anybody here any ideas.
Well. Where's Lil?
Lil
would have taken that.
I guess if you find the perfect spot for your wedding, you do whatever it takes to book it, right? listen, God willing, and if the creeks don't rise, it'll be your one and only wedding. Mm-hmm. We hope that even if you've gone around the block, you know, one time before, you sincerely hope this one's going to last. Thank you, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You thank Richie every day, Jimmy.
I do.
So, a guy named Courtney Wilson and a woman named Shanita Jones were getting married in Southwest Ranches, Florida.
Of course.
Okay. And they threw their wedding at an amazing mansion with a pool, gazebo, tennis courts, hot tub, and an 800-foot bar.
Wow.
800-foot bar?
I'm going to show you guys. You know, if we do a Facebook Live this morning, I'll show you this picture. Take a look at this place.
Oh, my Lord. Whoa,
this makes the mansions of Newport, Rhode Island look like guest houses.
Man, this thing,
it's massive, and it's beautiful.
I thought the bar was 800 feet in the air. It's
long.
Oh, okay.
And the place is stunning, absolutely beautiful. If you were lucky enough to have your wedding here, what a memorable wedding. Well, and I guess it was a memorable moment for this couple. It's not a wedding venue. It is a mansion. The guy who owns it has had it for sale for $5.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney toured the place a while back, pretending he was interested in buying.
Oh.
Then he asked the owner if he could hold his wedding there. The owner said, of course not. This is my home, and it's for sale, and it's a $6 million property. No, you can't have your wedding here. Courtney must have thought the owner didn't live there because he and Shanita put the address on their invitations and planned to hold the entire wedding weekend there. So the guy is sitting there doing whatever you do in your $6 million mansion.
You're cleaning the bar. I mean, that's a lot to clean.
A lot to do. The pool, the tennis courts, the rooms, a lot of heavy lifting. So he's doing whatever he does on Saturday, and people started showing up to set up the wedding. And the guy's like, this is my home. I go, oh, buddy, it's gorgeous.
Hey, I'm being painted right here.
Can you step out of the way? Yeah. We're bringing in the moon bounce for the kids.
Where do we put the tent?
So he called the police and says, listen, I don't know what's going on here. I have people trespassing on my property. They're having a wedding here. And they say it's God's message that they get married there.
I wonder if the police are like, they're looking through the manual. We don't know what code this is. It's not a 213. It's not an 812.
The police showed up, threw the wedding party out. The guy said, listen, I'm not going to press charges, but just get them out of here.
Just for the story. That's worth it. Just have the
story. That's worth the story. He is getting some attention on selling his house, though. He may find his prospective buyer, and it ain't going to be Courtney and Shanita. So,
people, how upset do you think Shanita is once she found out that Courtney didn't get the approval?
I got a feeling she was in on the scam. But if not...
Yes.
That wedding didn't occur. She's never speaking with him again.
I wonder if the guy gets to keep all the gifts on the wedding gift table.
The 800-foot wedding gift table. Cha-ching!
Jack Diamond's your morning friend. Traveling to D.C. and back again. On Eagle 106.9 from 6 to 10. And every show's a party. From Virginia, Maryland, and Frederick County, the fans say, love your show, babe. Jack Diamond's your morning friend. Thank you for listening again. Jack Diamond's your morning friend.
WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle. All right, I have a mission for you to undertake with us right now.
Okay.
All right. So we had dinner at a great restaurant last night for my birthday, and thank you for all your really kind birthday wishes. They had a dragon-themed bar.
I like it.
Dragon-themed bar. So Milo, Amy, my daughter's little son, was with us, and he was mesmerized with the dragons.
Love the dragons.
And Lisa was nice enough to walk him around. He kept roaring for us.
Oh.
So, you know, he understands that dragons breathe fire and all of that. And he thought that he needed a shield to protect himself and all of us from the dragon, the fire-breathing dragon.
Oh, sure.
So I looked around the table and I thought, if we all had to go into battle right now, I'd have to take on the fire-breathing dragon with a roll. But you know, the honey butter was delicious.
Sure. Oh, of course.
I'm not sure it would have distracted the dragon from taking me on and, you know, cooking me to a nice crisp. But if you had to use the last thing you bought online as your weapon to go into battle, it could be, let's say, with this dragon. All you had at hand was the last thing you bought online. What would you be going into battle with? 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond. Say hi to Jimmy Alexander here, please.
Good morning,
Jimmy Alexander.
Good morning.
Jimmy, if you had to go to battle, the last thing you bought online. And the truth here, no playing games.
No, I would be a jacket. I would be SOL. Because that's what you want when someone's breathing fire is, a little windbreaker.
Well, at least until you were fried to a crisp, you'd be comfortable.
True.
All right, so is it the one you wore yesterday?
Yes, it's the little windbreaker that I got from, you know, Korea or somewhere.
Well, you know, dragons are afraid of Korean outerwear. All right, Lisa Ann, if you had to go to battle with the last thing you bought online, what would it be?
Wow, rose hip oil. Okay. It was a random thing for me to get.
Wow.
I saw it. I thought, well, never thinking that I'd have to use it for such an important cause, task.
save your life with rose hip oil. Well, they say it's very good for you.
Sure.
Excellent. So we have...
You got the salve for the burn.
Oh, that's right.
We have a windbreaker.
Yes.
And we have rose hip oil.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. We're doing a Facebook Live. Please check it out. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. And in the comments, you need to play along or this won't work. What is the last thing you bought online? And please tell us the truth about it. I'll share mine with you momentarily. And this is the only weapon you would have going into battle. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook in comments. This is what I'd be forced to go into battle with. I have a picture, Lisa. You can come show on Facebook Live. I'd be going into battle with a Samsung T7 portable solid-state drive.
I think that's going to be effective. Yeah.
If downloading the dragon's information could save me, it's blue in color, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to go into battle
with. Well, maybe you can throw it at them.
It weighs about an ounce. I don't know. Maybe the cable, the USB to USB 3.2 cable.
Oh,
so in comments, please. The last thing you bought online, that would be your weapon going into a battle with this mythical dragon.
Brown Scotty said that dog food. Now, that may be an effective weapon because you can feed them and distract them and get the heck out of there.
When we had big dogs before, sadly, the puppies passed away, we used to get the 50-pound bags. At least you'd have a fighting chance, right? And, of course, if you have any dragon chow at home, that would be... That would be ideal.
Jack, I love Tammy Paris Sesberg because she bought a statue of a moose. Now, I'm a fan of statues, as you know. Normally, they're a bull moose, Teddy Roosevelt, but
if
a
it's
moose,
if
love
it's
it.
Full size, you'd have a shot then.
Yeah, I know.
I'm also imagining not only dragons, but of course, there were dragons in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to engage, you know, with the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the White Walkers.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that everybody's so afraid of in Game of Thrones that you would go to battle. I'd be hitting them with a solid-state Samsung T7 drive. Jimmy would have a windbreaker maybe to throw over their eyes. Lisa would have rose hip oil. Throw in their eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe. So drop in the comments. Really important to us. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Listen, if you don't have our app, go to the Android or Apple Store. Download it. You can listen worldwide on it. You can also ask Siri or Alexa to play radio station 106.9 The Eagle, and it should do so without any problem. Or simply stream at 106.9theeagle.com. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yes. Thank you. Love your show, babe.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
So I asked you to join us on Jack Diamond's show on Facebook. Not too late. You can watch the video later, and you can participate in our little mythical battle right now. We had dinner last night for my birthday at a very nice Frederick restaurant called Dutch's Daughter. They have a bar that is dragon-themed. My daughter Amy's little one, almost a two-year-old. Two years old next week. Milo was fascinated with the dragons, and he kept roaring. And he said he needed a shield. He needed to hold something up so that the dragon, he could battle the dragon, because that's what you do.
That's right.
In Game of Thrones, you know, there are dragons. There's the mother of dragons, the keeper of dragons.
Khaleesi.
You
know.
The
breaker of chains.
The breaker of chains, please. Yes. The all-knowing, the all-telling, the gorgeous.
Yes.
The oh-my-God, I need to watch again.
I want her dragon. I want her
I know
dragon.
You want her dragon. But
you, can have the dragon. Jack would take Khaleesi.
Win-win.
Wow. You two are brilliant. I love the two of you more than I've ever loved human beings before.
Lisa, why don't you go take a flight with the dragons for about an hour and a half? Come back later.
Oh, please.
Boy, Khaleesi's not going to be happy to be at the hotel. I'm going to tell you that right now. Where are you going to park the dragon?
Well, they do have a spot for low-emitting vehicles, although my guess is the dragon emits a... So, asked you to play along with us. The last thing you bought online is what you have to go into battle with this mythical dragon.
Sure.
Okay, so what the last thing you bought online. I bought a Samsung T7 solid-state drive that weighs about an ounce and is the size of... A deck of playing cards, but thinner.
Thinner, yeah.
I'd have no shot. Jimmy bought a windbreaker. It's a jacket.
It's a scary windbreaker.
I don't think you're going to be chilled with a dragon breathing on you. Ooh. And Lisa bought some rose hip oil.
Yeah.
So we are done in. There's no shot for us.
I wonder, J.D., since I did get it from Asia, the jacket, if there could be some stuff in it, asbestos in the jacket. Do you think that could be a possibility?
You're not going to have to worry about dying from asbestos. Believe me, the dragon's taking you out. And it's going to melt your windbreaker. Yeah. So, Barbara says, boost protein drink.
Well,
drink it before you take on the
absolutely.
Yeah, the dragon. Darnie says, a charger for a cordless... she said shrubber, but I think she means scrubber.
Oh.
At any rate, the cordless charger, where are you going to plug it? Nancy said a charm for my daughter's birthday. Michelle bought Don Lemon's book, This Is the Fire. Well, it is. How appropriate.
Literally.
That was the book you bought. Heather bought a bivy sack for her hiking backpack. It includes a fluorescent orange emergency sleeping bag, a glow stick, and a whistle. So at least people will know we're failing in battle. Heather is blowing on her whistle. And she'll look great in the fluorescent orange sleeping bag. She can take a nap while we're out there battling. Mirella bought her daughter Crocs.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Leanne bought a N95 mask.
That would help, I guess.
Kimberly bought a COVID vaccine case. Is that for your, your card. That's
Oh, yeah, well, you won't be needing that.
Again, in battle, that's what you're fighting with.
You're going to need more than Pfizer, I'll tell you then.
Gal at least will be comfortable, a bathtub pillow. Caden, I'm sorry, love. We're all going down together. A package of printer ink. Mm. I like Christine.
Yeah.
Bought a ring toss drinking game. We'll have something to do until the paramedics arrive for us. Chris is in pretty good shape. A cooking torch.
Ooh.
Chris says, I am ready. Chris, what are you making? Creme brulee?
Mm.
That's what you would use a cooking torch for, right? Mariella's going to look very stylish, jean shorts. Tina was nice enough to join us on Jack Diamond's show on Facebook. Says, my weapon is a sign with a beach scene.
Mm.
Do we really need a sign of a beach scene?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have a live, laugh, love? Is there a...
Live, laugh, that's right. Monica said... The Wish You Were Here CD by Pink Floyd. I'll lull him to sleep.
That would be the perfect music to be played as we're getting slaughtered.
Monica, I love Pink Floyd. Love that CD.
Me too.
Jimmy's a big Pink Floyd fan as well.
Me too.
Connie said, heard you were at Dutch's Daughter, one of my faves. They have the best crab cakes. I did have their seafood platter, and it was excellent. Mm-hmm. And it was not cooked by the mythical dragons.
No.
V. Carroll bought an iPhone 12 Pro, so at least maybe could call in reinforcements and help us out. Gloria bought glass beads. She could throw them down under the dragon's feet to make him slip and fall.
Finally.
She says, while I make my escape. Hey, what about us?
Hey.
Kathy says a Simply Southern Maryland t-shirt. Kathy lives here in Frederick, I think is from Rockville. From Rockville, lives here in Frederick. Gina bought a JoJo Siwa skirt. Gina, you're going to be rocking the pop color style as sadly we all go down.
And Janet Vanderlyn says, good morning, guys. My weapon would be a stepladder.
Yeah, well, you get closer to the dragon.
Well, I think it'd make an excellent weapon.
Take the skirt and, you know, maybe a little dancing, maybe a little JoJo dance routine.
Well, kind of like a tables, ladders, and chair match in the WWE.
Jeff said pepperoni rolls.
Oh, see?
Maybe feed them to the dragon.
I think he'd like
that. You never know. Tony bought Jenga. For me, the last thing I bought. Tony, you're going into battle with the Jenga game. Kathy will be very organized as she battles. She bought file folders.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Joe bought a cell phone case from Amazon. Joe, thanks for listening, buddy. Kenny bought curtains. She has a shower and tub kit.
Oh.
George has a lot of parts in there. Maybe hit him with the shower rod, the shower curtain rod. Samantha also bought bike shorts. And Nancy, no shot at all. In fact, you bought scrapbook supplies. Flammable.
No.
Thanks for responding. Thanks for playing along. If you'd like to, not too late, and you can watch the video at any point. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. It's also up at the Classic Hit Station and on Jimmy's page as well.
Jimmy Alexander Radio.
106.9 The Eagle. Thanks, guys. That was a lot of fun. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's Classic Hit Station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Listen, I'm going to give it to you one more time because I'm in that kind of mood today. It was my birthday. You guys were generous. You were kind. Yeah. Final time, I'm going to give you the text word today, and then we're going to grab a winner. Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, to 800-222-1069. Right this minute, I have the text program open. I'm ready to scroll through here and stop at a random number, a random person, mm-hmm. for the prize package and a shot at the $5,000. This is cash. Mm-hmm. These are not gift cards. These are not, 25% off coupons for a burger.
It's not Usher dollars with his picture on it.
So this is $5,000 cash. We want to put you in the running for that. Text SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, to 800-222-1069. And thanks for playing along, especially, you know, if you're a first-timer, if you've been with 106.9 The Eagle and Key 103, our sister station, and Max and more. If you've been with us for years, thank you for your kind listenership. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I had the worst situation last night. When I go to bed, I will listen to different podcasts sometimes, and I'll have it right on my pillow where I can kind of barely hear it, and then I fall asleep.
But you're not really listening, are you?
Well, I am listening, but it's loud enough for me to hear it, but not wake up my husband, and not for him to hear it. But when I fall asleep, I don't hear it. It doesn't keep me up.
But then you've missed the podcast.
Well, then I go back and I will.
Oh, okay.
You know,
because I'm thinking, well, maybe subliminally, don't listen to something that you don't want to. Bury deep into your subconscious.
Well, that's what happened last night because I had a nightmare that I was being screamed at by Nancy Pelosi.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's scary.
It is because it was this podcast was talking. There's a new book about Nancy Pelosi, I guess, and this guest on the podcast was talking about it and how tough she could be, and it talked about
she's tough. She has to be.
And it's
very much a man's world.
So that's what they were saying. So in the dream, there was an issue going on between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And for whatever reason, I was the go-between the two of them. So I had to take what she said.
You had.
It was me.
You had to somehow.
So she's like yelling at me to tell him this, and then I have to go to Mitch. And he,
let's hear a little Mitch McConnell, goes, please.
Well, hello there, Jimmy. Nice to meet you, Mr. President. Remember, and so he's like, well, you tell her this. And I'm like, sir, I can't hear you. Could you please speak up? Well, you tell her. And I have to go and now say terrible things to her.
But he doesn't the genial Southern drawl. Yeah, well, until Nancy Pelosi, she can go.
Yeah, the honorable lady from San Francisco.
Exactly, he would say that.
Yeah, she is not exactly the San Francisco treat.
Yeah, the majority speaker can go.
Yeah, and then she would be very clear.
Oh, Nancy, yeah, no dancing around the issues.
Remember, her father was mayor of Baltimore. She's not playing around.
Please, you have to be tough, my friend.
She knows where the bodies are buried, and she has a shovel. She's not afraid to use them. So
that's a metaphor, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Yes, oh yeah, I'm not saying that she's, no, that is exactly. But who knows, in my dream, I think she's about to hit me ahead with a shovel. But it was so stressful that when I woke up, I was like, oh, thank God I don't work for Congress. I mean, that is what the dream led me to, because now not only that, I'm having to make it back to their offices, which are nowhere near each other. And it's, you know, like trying to, and people are getting in my way to get
there. Yeah, take these presidential portraits off the wall and all the busts. It is permeating your, and now you're listening to it in your subconscious?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping one day that I will have my own portrait up there.
Now you want to be president.
Well,
I said you're going to run for office one day.
Well, no.
That all of this has led you from the time you were five
to
this presidential obsession of yours. Now you're going to run.
Well, no.
What is your platform going to be?
Well, I already had been president. I was president of Graham High School, the student council. So in my mind, I can get a portrait as former student body president of Graham High School in Graham, North Carolina.
Do you think you would be able to bridge the gap between Democrats and Republicans if, in fact, you were in politics, you played some role, president or otherwise?
I think I would.
Could be a deal maker.
Well, I think I could be a deal maker. I'm not smart enough, obviously, to be president of the United States. But I think I think that what I would try to focus on, what do we agree with? What do we agree on with each other?
We agree on you guys are idiots on the other side of the aisle. That's what we agree on.
Yes. Well, that's what I would do. Go, those people over there are fools. You are smart.
We need to bring back some more conversation, some more decorum, some more respect and kindness, because you're doing the people's work on behalf of your constituency. That's why you're there. You're not there because you're God's gift to Capitol Hill. Perhaps you'll be God's gift to your constituency if you represent them.
That's why I would bring Maker's Mark and we'd have drinks during the day and get deals on it.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Thanks very much to Matthew Hellman, lives in Chambersburg.
Matthew!
30-year-old guy, nice enough to listen this morning between running some big, heavy, impressive equipment. You know what you're not supposed to do after you take a cold medicine?
What?
Operate heavy machinery. That's what Matthew does.
Every day.
Matthew, thanks for listening, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle. Just a sign of things getting back to normal. Hall & Oates just announced they'll be at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Wow. So, John Hall and Daryl Oates, or
Hall and John Oates.
Both of them. All three of them.
Two of them. Band will be there. Shows are being booked now, and that's good to see. The whole social distancing thing, I guess they're figuring that out, but, you know, the being out in the fresh air, there's something magical about that, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt.
And hearing music outside?
Hearing it, playing
love
it.
And think what it's going to be like being at all these shows now that marijuana is less divisive and more legal in a lot of areas. It's really going to be
what
you haven't been a concert
of everything we were just talking about. That's your take from it.
What you said the thing.
Are you
about,
looking forward to a contact high?
I've never
dear Lord.
Once I've never.
Well, go
once.
To a show now from what you're saying,
please.
And you know,
you go see the Doobie Brothers is going to bring a whole new meaning. I guess. See what I did
they're
there?
Not brothers, but
see what I did there?
I did see that first.
See, I don't know.
25 years later.
You like that?
I did.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you ever your doctor decides that you should have medical cannabis, super glue is it's the only thing that will slow him down. It is thing that will plant Jimmy on the couch. That's why they call it super glue.
Oh, really? Is it?
You're stuck to the couch. You're not going anywhere. You're not budging. Just have the remote close or in your hand, and that, you know.
I'll be drinking out of Nixon's bowl.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Well, man.
I'm just thirsty.
When Jimmy has more than two drinks, he puts on a fedora, smokes a cigarette, and sings Frank Sinatra. Where you find a fedora is beyond me. All right, this is pretty cool. John Hinkle, 39, two-time NCAA bowling champion for Western Illinois University. paid tribute to his recently deceased father by bowling a perfect 300 game.
Oh, man.
John's two-handed bowling technique allowed this achievement to be even more special because John was able to have the ball's thumb hole filled with some of his father's ashes. And I know this seems maudlin to some, but listen, you honor people maybe how they want to be or you see fit. And I applaud anybody who, you know, you don't want to think you're just a tombstone and, you know, maybe an occasional vase of flowers at your gravesite. You want to believe that people sort of celebrate who and what you were in their lives. And this was the thing. John had predicted to his brother that he would shoot a 300 with dad's help and bowl a perfect score. Isn't that nice?
That's cool. That's very
It's cool. Just, you took some of your mom's ashes.
I did.
Don't think you mind my saying this.
No.
And brought them to some of her favorite places, places she would like to be. And, you know, left a little of your mom's essence and presence in the wind.
Well, my mom was obsessed with the Olympics, loved the Olympics. And we were on a cruise, and we stopped on the island where they started the Olympics, where Mount Olympus,
right,
where it was, where I think the two of you have been there. And
we have, and yes, there was a garland there, Jimmy. We put a garland on. We got in the three, you know, first, second, third place, and we got in the starting blocks.
That's right.
Do they still permit that?
They do. They do. And
we had the best time. It was great.
It was amazing to be there to think about how many things have been around since then. Not many.
Not many.
And so where they do the cauldron, where they start the fire, and, you know, they bring the Olympic flame throughout the world, but they start right there. I put some of Mom's flame ashes there because I'm like, she'll be able to see every Olympics, you know, the beginning of every Olympics for the rest of the time. So, of course, it was appropriate that it would be there with the flame, with the ashes. You know, Mom smoked. I mean, perfect. They wouldn't have minded her smoking the camels.
Wait a minute, is that Mom's ashtray or is that Mom?
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.